Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2545. To Be Young, The Best Time to Invest, by Jesse Kramer of bestinterest.blog. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to jump right into our next post as we optimize your life. To Be Young, The Best Time to Invest, by Jesse Kramer of bestinterest.blog. People entering the workforce face a mountain of new financial scenarios and face them in rapid succession. While they might choose to repay loans or buy cool gadgets, they also should consider that their younger years are simply the best time to invest. A real paycheck. I still remember the realization that real money would now be filling up my savings account on a biweekly basis. I had the extra cash to buy all those things I'd always wanted. Sweet. But simultaneously, real bills started showing up. Lame. Student loans, car payments, and monthly rent. And then there were the weekly groceries, my gym membership, gas, and utilities. I had no shortage of options and requirements to spend this new money. You are or were in a similar boat, I bet. A young person's personal finances are stretched thin. And did I mention an emergency fund? Despite all of these expenses, it turns out that your younger years are also the best time to invest in your retirement. I know it's lame. What 22-year-old wants to plan for being 60? But I hope that the following math, did this article just get more lame, will convince you. Meet Wallace. First, we have to think about how long a typical career might be. I'm going to assume that our average worker, Wallace, enters the workforce at 22 and retires at 62. That's 40 years of solid work. Next, we have to think about Wallace's retirement account and how it grows. Wallace is a simple man. He uses dollar cost averaging to buy S&P 500 index funds. He doesn't need an investment advisor to navigate the market conditions for him, and he doesn't try to time the market. Wallace has a long-term time frame. Some years will be great for Wallace. The stock market will boom in a bull market, and Wallace's investments will bloom. Other years will be bad. A bear market means sad Wallace. But these short-term rises and falls won't affect Wallace too much. Over time, historical data tells us that the market averages out in a positive way. The boom and bust volatility averages to a rate of return of 9% per year for Wallace's investment portfolio. The money Wallace invests on day one will have 40 years to grow at 9% per year. Year 20 money will have 20 years of growth, and so on. Well, how much more does the year one money grow than the year two money, than the year five money, than the year 20 money? Let's phrase these questions a different way. If Wallace doesn't invest in his 20s, years 1 through 8, how much growth did he lose? The answer to these questions involves compound interest. It's the idea that your money grows, and then the new growth grows, and then the growth's growth grows. Compound interest acts like a tree. Every new branch or growth sprouts off its own new branches. See Wallace's money grow. Wallace's year zero money grows for 40 years at 9% each year. you might be tempted to think 40 times 9% equals 360% increase, but that's not quite right. That's simple interest. Instead, you should take 9% growth, or 1.09, and raise it to the power of 40. That's a 3,141% increase. Whoa. Each dollar that Wallace contributes at age 22 will grow to $31 by the time he retires. The money Wallace invests at age 22 will grow more than twice as much as the money he invests at 32, and more than 10 times as much as the money he invests at 52. Crazy. Note, this math does not take inflation into account. Why Wallace's 20s are so important. Here's another way to approach this question. If we add up the growth factors for age 22, 23, 24, etc., and then do the same counting down from 62, 61, 60, etc., we should find a point where we can say the first X years of Wallace's investment life are equally important as the final Y years. This happens for Wallace at age 29, after 7 years of investing. Wallace's first 7 years of investing contribute half of his final account balance. His final 33 years of investing contribute the other half. That's how significant the growth of his early years are. That's why your younger years are such a vital investment period. Another quick data point. Wallace's first year, which grows by a factor of 31.4, contributes an equivalent amount as his final 15 years, which only grow by factors of 1 to 3-ish. Before you cry foul, let's think about inflation quickly. If we assume a 3% inflation rate, then Wallace's real growth is only about 6% per year. In that scenario, Wallace's first 10 years have the same growth potential as his final 30 years. It's not as stunning as 7 versus 33, but it's still wild. Wallace could invest 10 grand a year from age 22 to age 29 and never invest again, and he'd end up with the same amount of money as another person who invests 10,000 a year from age 29 to age 62. Wallace invests 70,000 over 7 years. The other person invests 330,000 over 33 years, but they reach age 62 with about 1.9 million. That's my point here. Your youth isn't just a good time to invest. It's the best time to invest. And a comparison of historical market conditions backs me up on that claim. I missed out on the best time to invest. I know it's hard to invest early in life. All we want to do is pay off some debt, drive a decent car, have a roof over our head, and what the heck is wrong with having a little fun? We finally have the spending power we wished we had as kids. But keep in mind how valuable the early years can be to your retirement. You might say, I'm 40 and this post has me depressed. I missed out on investing in my 20s and 30s, and now I'm filled with regret. Stop. Don't worry about it. The past is immutable, and there's no time like the present. So you're 40 and have never invested a dime. That's okay. Your next 6 years, age 40 to 46, have the same importance as the 16 years after that, from 46 to 62. The same idea from before applies here. The best time to invest was 20 years ago, but the next best time to invest is now. You just listened to the post titled, To Be Young, The Best Time to Invest, by Jesse Kramer of bestinterest.blog. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I love this article because it demonstrates the importance of investing now. The reason you need to invest right now is because compound interest is a beast when it comes to growing your wealth. And the best way to harness that beast is by putting it to work as soon as possible. I know when I was younger, I figured I'd start saving for retirement when I was making more money. But I didn't realize that a small amount of money invested very young can be even more powerful than a much larger amount invested later. Here's a fun way to visualize compound interest. Let's say there's a lily pad on a pond that doubles in size every day. By day 30, it'll completely cover the pond. On what day does the lily pad cover half the pond? Many people will say day 15, but when you understand compound interest, you'll know that the lily pad will cover half the pond on day 29, and then the whole pond on day 30. That's why most of us will spend a lot of time saving our first 100,000, but it's going to get significantly easier and take less time for each subsequent 100 grand. Compound interest is our friend, so don't delay and start investing today. And that'll do it for today. Have a great day and weekend, and I'll be back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.